friends, old and new. My name is Joe Franks. I'm a minister in the Greenville, South Carolina area, and this is Unfathomable Grace. It's a podcast that we do almost every week when I'm responsible, and it comes out on Thursdays. So this is for Thursday, April 7th in the year 2022. I came across a passage that was really encouraging to me this morning. As I look out and I see the world, I'm troubled. I absolutely hate seeing what is going on in the Ukraine, with Russia, what's going on in Poland next door. It greatly troubles me. When I look out and I see the United States of America, I too am greatly troubled. Not only would I personally like to see a political revival, that's not where I place my hope. I would like to see that, but my hope is not in kings and princes and presidents and legislators and judges. My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So even more than I want political reform in the United States of America, oh, how I long for revival. I long to see my family loving Christ more, receiving more of His gospel into their lives every single day, walking by the light of His counsel. I want that for our church, that we would be lit aflame freshly, that we would not smolder, but that we would burn with zeal for our Lord and our God and our Savior and our King. And I want to see that break out into the United States of America. I would love for more and more people to come home from the land of the prodigal. I would love for more and more people to find peace and shalom with God through the union that they can have with Christ. And I would love to see it reflect itself in a passion for that which is right and beautiful and best, virtuous. Yes, I'm troubled. I'm troubled by what I see in the world. I'm troubled by what I see in the United States. I'm troubled by what I see in my own church as sin shows its ugly head from time to time in me, in elders, in deacons, in staff members, and in the congregants. We are always tempted to love ourselves and our preferences and harm one another. And oh, how I just want Christ to come and do some really good work in my own personal life, regardless of what happens in the world, in the United States, in my church, and in my family. Do not pass me by, Lord. And so as I was in prayer this morning and was looking at a couple scriptures, I came to Isaiah chapter 30. And this is what it says. Therefore, and I'm going to add the words Joe Franks. You might add your own words. Therefore, Joe Franks, the Lord waits to be gracious for you. And therefore, He exalts Himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice, and blessed are all those who wait for Him. For a people shall dwell in Zion, in Jerusalem, and you shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. As soon as He hears it, He answers you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide Himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it," when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. Then you will defile your carved idols overlaid with silver and gold-plated metal images. You will scatter them as unclean. You will say to them, "Be gone." And then another paragraph comes, and I think he's describing what happens when the curse is removed. And He will give rain for the seed with which you sow the ground, and bread, the produce of the ground, which will be rich and plenteous. In that day your livestock will graze in larger pastures, and the oxen and the donkeys that work the ground will eat seasoned fodder, which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. And on every lofty mountain and every high hill, there will be brooks running with water in the day of the great slaughter when the towers, I add, of evil fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun. And the light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days in the day when the Lord binds up the brokenness of his people and heals the wounds inflicted by his blow. And it keeps going on, you shall have a song as in the night when the holy feast is kept and gladness of heart. And the Lord will cause his majestic voice to be heard and the descending blow of his arm to be seen. And so what do I see by this? I see that the Lord, who is allowing me and you and all Christians and those who are non-Christians as well, to experience the results of the fall. It is a fallen international world. It is a fallen nation in which we live, led by fallen people. The church is a place of fallenness, led by fallen elders, deacons, and staff members, filled with fallen people. And my family is not the exception. We are fallen, and they are led by a fallen patriarch of sorts, if that's what I want to call myself these days. But despite the fall, God promises mercy. He promises grace. He promises compassion. And this is what he promises me today. He hears my cry. But more than that, he answers my cry. And though he still allows me to eat the bread of adversity and drink the water of affliction, he's my teacher. He will not hide himself. And he will open my eyes, and I will see my teacher. He will open my ears, and I will hear my teacher. He will show me the way in which I'm to walk in the counsel of the righteous. And when I turn to the right, and when I turn to the left, he will speak to me in my conscience, and he will not let me stray. And then look what he does in my heart. I will take those carved idols overlaid with silver and gold and metal images, and I will want to defile them. I will scatter them as unclean, and I will say to them, "Be gone." That's incredible that God, though the world still suffers from the fall, promises me as his child grace, mercy, blessedness, compassion. And then when my days are over, either because he takes me to glory or he comes back to get us, what happens then? You see how the effects of the fall are reversed in the man, in beast, and on the planet. It is Eden restored. What a great future awaits us. So I am encouraged today. Even though I eat the bread of affliction and drink the water, he is with me, he is guiding me, and he has an incredible future for me and for you. Be encouraged by Isaiah 30, verses 18 through 28.